Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is that what you were angry about? Not that he ordered egg whites and then ham, which is like, get something healthy, not healthy, or?
Oh, no, I didn't really care about that. Like, it was the not ordering, it was like not getting hash browns or toast. Like, to me, hash browns are just a central part of the thing, but I can even see not getting the hash browns, but not getting the toast. Like,
yeah, it's an incomplete breakfast is what it is.
Yes, the toast for me is like the dessert of breakfast. It's like you put the jam on it.
Yes.
And then you have it and you're like,
you always eat it last. Well, here's the thing, when you have eggs, you take some of the toast and you like dip it in the yolk and you use it as a sopper, right?
As a sopper, or even like to get that extra bit of egg on the fork.
Yeah, yes. But then you always keep a last triangle of toast for at the very end of your breakfast to put jam on.
This fucker didn't get either. And then he told me he wanted to get his body below 10% body fat, which I immediately was like,
oh, fuck that.
We're over.
Don't ever see him again.
Yeah, he texted me all week.
I have to say what I feel. Miami has so much appeal. A great place to get a seafood meal. Miami, you've got style.
Picture in Los Angeles, 2015.
Welcome to Out on the Lanai, the only Golden Girls podcast you will ever need to listen to. I'm H. Allen Scott.
And I'm Carrie Doherty.
And this is the podcast where we invite somebody over to watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we chat about it.
Right off the bat, I'm just going to preface this episode. I apologize if I sound like Kathleen Turner today. I am battling with a cold that I've had for a week. That's it. I'm just, you know.
It'll get better. It gets better.
It gets better, yes.
It gets better.
I like to think that phrase was written especially for me and my time of sickness.
And not for the millions of bullied gay children across this world.
No, just for me. Just my cold will get better.
You heard it here first. Carrie hates gay people.
Oh, come on, shut up.
Okay, we have a... Well, go ahead.
We're off to a wonderful start. We just watched season one, episode 19. The episode's called Second Motherhood, which aired February 15th, 1986. Mm-hmm. Their Valentine's Day episode.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Very fitting for when we're recording this, which is right around Valentine's Day.
Correct.
Yeah. It's in, this next weekend?
I think so. Do you have Valentine's Day plans?
No, I'm single and lonely and gonna die alone with my cat eating my face.
So maybe you'll like get a bag of grapes.
No, I don't have any plans. You have any plans?
I might go see 50 Shades.
Oh, that's like, that seems I don't want to go down this road.
Our guest is stifling.
I don't want to go down this road, but I immediately was like, that's basic. Like, I feel like,
what?
I feel like so many women across the country are going to do that exact same thing. Like, I feel like there's going to be Jezebel articles written about... That's why I push back from it. That's why I'm gonna wait for 50 Shades to come on my Google Play.
This is why you're alone and single, because you're not open to things. All right, let's introduce our guest. We are being incredibly rude.
But she wanted to really chime in on that last part of the conversation, so we'll let you. Guys, I love this girl so much. My picture on her phone is of a serial killer next to somebody we saw at a party. Because both of us, it was like a side-by-side shot, because both of us, we bonded over Twitter and funny stuff for a long time, but we really have a mutual love and fascination and just sort of an erotic focus on serial killers and how amazing serial killers are. So, guys, welcome Zoe Clark.
Hey, Zoe.
Hi. Yeah, serial killers are super hot.
They are so hot. Tell the story about the party in the picture.
Tell the story.
Yeah.
I was going to say about 50 Shades first.
Okay, yes.
Go.
I think you should do it.
Thank you, Zoe.
Sorry, I totally
thank you.
Totally be yourself. Do whatever. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Go with your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's all women, do you think you're going to feel depressed when you're sitting in the theater?
Nope. No, because there's going to be like a mutual
plus,
feeling.
Plus, he says I'm going with all women. Why are you just assuming that I'm going
with all
women?
Are you going with all women?
I don't know. We're
yes,
still,
you
we're still
are.
Gathering
means, yes,
a group
you are.
Together.
Yes. No.
I mean, it, like, first of all,
me,
yes, all women.
To me, I remember.
Yes, yes, thank you. And there will be at least one man there.
Gay.
So maybe you should.
No, it was not going to be me. So it reminds me of when Brokeback Mountain came out. And 2005, New York City, I went to some East Village theater, very gay neighborhood. And I prefaced that by saying, in the actual theater, it was a big deal when it came out. Mm. Opening night, like, we had every gay person has to see Brokeback Mountain. And then I'm sitting in this theater surrounded by gay men, and I'm thinking, like, I feel so alone. Like, I feel so pathetic right now. Like, everyone here is like, it seems like they're all either in couples or like there's something happening or they're here to see romance, and I'm like, I'm alone and I'm going home to a cat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just seemed very depressing. So to me, 50 Shades of Grey is that moment.
I can 100% tell you I'm not going to feel that way in the movie theater.
Interesting.
I need for you to know that.
But
yeah.
That movie is like serious, and this movie is like not.
Oh, it's not serious?
Is it serious?
No.
No.
I thought it was serious.
No.
The actors
it's not
haven't
comedy.
Well, whatever.
It's like fluffy. You know, it's like
rose petals and shit.
Yeah, it's like American Beauty without like the murder and stuff. You know, it's, I don't know.
I didn't read the book.
This movie sounds so horrible.
To me, it's like, the whole
it's
movie
like
is going to be Kevin, it's
going to
be like
beauty.
Kevin Spacey's images of Mena Suvari with the roses and whatever, with like, really like sexy dialogue amidst two actors who don't like each other. But
really?
I think that's going to create a lot of good sexual tension between
them. They don't like
them.
Each other?
I don't know. I keep seeing these blog posts where they're like, proof that they hate... Oh, thank you. Prove that they hate each other. And then it's just like photos of them just looking at each other. I don't know. It's stupid.
I don't think I'm going to see it. But maybe I should.
I think you are in
you
my
come
camp,
with us on
and
Valentine's
you just don't
want to
say because of sisterhood.
Yeah, well, you know you know what I mean. I gotta stick up.
Good God.
Okay.
Right, anyway,
no,
the serial killer.
Yes, please.
Okay, so what the fuck is his name?
Which one?
Jeffrey Dahmer. John
no,
Wayne
no,
Gacy.
No, no. I forget his name.
No,
he's
what's
the
his
guy
name?
From...
The lunchbox killer.
Yeah, the guy from the town in New Mexico.
Right. And he made...
The Truth and Consequences. The Truth and Consequences toy box killer.
Toy
basically,
box killer.
What he did was he would kidnap people. He wouldn't murder all of them. He would
no,
kidnap
no.
people, and he would take them... Because why not? He would take them back to his like
lair.
Yeah, it was like a trailer, but he had all of these weird devices that you could like do shit to people. And
he
like,
made his dogs fuck the ladies.
Yeah.
He was super fucked up. And then sometimes he would like drug them and let them go, but if they misbehaved, he would kill them.
And they would
and
only,
he told them that
they would. And then they would like remember in therapy years later like things that had happened to them that they didn't even know that they had been kidnapped. Like
wow.
Amazing. He was arrested.
He was arrested and then had a heart attack and died in prison.
Which is like the worst ending of a serial killer.
I know,
story
like,
ever.
Kill me. I wish the lady who escaped like stabbed him in the dick.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
That should be 50 Shades of Grey.
Funnily enough, what you just described basically mirrors the plot of the Golden Girls episode that we just watched.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sophia has a lair. Sophia, you know, she coaxes young gentlemen. To her lair in the garage where they once forced, you know, minks to procreate with one another. Have we hit that episode yet?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
They breed minks.
But so, this serial killer, we were at the wedding.
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, yeah, we were at a wedding party, and this is right after we had finished
Nathan
having,
Buckley,
like...
Amazing man.
Like, maybe a two-hour conversation about the serial killer, and there was a guy there, like... Looked exactly
like
him.
Incredibly like him. Like, it's eerie how much like the serial killer.
And we both noticed it at the same time. We're like,
same time.
Oh my god, that's
and it turns out it was the bride's stepdad.
Whoops. Because then we told, then we were like showing everyone the side by side picture. That's
we're like
amazing.
Obsessed, being like, look at this. And then we showed her, and she was like, "What? It's a little bit like that."
Whoops.
Whoops. I shouldn't have said.
Well, you can bleep
whatever. Yeah. Just
you know, like, just bleep it out.
We're gonna bleep
beep.
It out.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. Really nice guy. Okay. Let's get into the episode.
Let us get into Second Motherhood. So the episode opens with Rose and Dorothy are standing with a plumber.
Yes.
And they need to get their toilet fixed because you know what? They are, you know, four women. There's one bathroom. You know, there's
a lot of toilet paper.
You know, I'm sure they pee a lot. I'm sure their bladders are shrunken into the size of chickpeas at this point. So, and this guy's telling them it's going to be $3,000 to replace the toilet.
Which in 1986, that's like $4 million.
That's so expensive.
Yeah, I think that's the calculation.
$3,000 to replace a toilet?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
But it seemed like there was like other issues with the plumbing they had to take care of. Like the toilet was maybe like the toilet broke because of a deeper issue in the plumbing.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Sort of the vibe I got.
Sure. All right. That's
it's
a really
Florida,
good observation,
so
Zoe.
Like
yeah.
Stuck.
Maybe there's an alligator that's stuck.
Yeah, it's possible.
So they're basically like, he's like, it's going to be $3,000. And they're like, you're ripping us off, clearly. And then he says to them, I guess you ladies are going through your feminist phase a little late in life, huh? And I was just like, what? But luckily, Dorothy slams the door on him. And then Rose is like, I know a lot about toilets from working on the farm, so we're just gonna put in this toilet ourselves. And like Dorothy's like, great.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What I thought was interesting about her time on the farm was she said she worked on the plumbing on the farm, but then didn't actually get plumbing until she was 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were self-plumbing.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting lifestyle
choice. She basically, like, emptied a bucket, and that was her idea of plumbing.
Which kind of makes sense, considering she doesn't really, at first, know how to fix
it. But she did know the terminology.
She knew a lot of the terminology, which was really great. Right off the bat, Sophia does not believe in them. Like, she is like, there's no way you can... I mean, Sophia's purpose in this episode was basically just to enter a scene and then tear somebody's dreams down and exit.
Well, okay. Let's give her a benefit of the doubt. She lived in Brooklyn for many years. You do not do your own plumbing in Brooklyn. You call a guy. He comes over. He does it. That's what they do. He goes home.
All right. Fair enough.
It was an ambitious operation for them to take on.
It was, but I can't
but
blame
them,
you know?
24/7 HGTV all the time, people doing it. Like, Property Brothers, Home, Love It or List It. Like, let's do our home stuff.
Yeah.
I watch that channel all the time. People putting in toilets every day.
You spend a
Aww. Thank you.
So Blanche comes in wearing these like bright purple pants and this sparkly purple shirt that has like sewn on teardrop shaped sequins that move when she moves. Mm-hmm. It's like a very flowy outfit.
I think it kind of looked like a beaded curtain that would be in like a incense shop.
Mm.
That would like you walk through it and it's really loud and then it gets tangled and you have to like maneuver your way through the curtain.
Yes.
And it's
See,
embarrassing.
I looked at it and I saw like Katy Perry's outfit but like looser.
Which
you know
Katie
what I mean?
Perry.
Like,
yeah.
Just like anything she would wear, like if that was skin tight, like a bodysuit,
sure.
Katy Perry would wear that.
But it's definitely the type of shirt that like you're gonna snag it on everything.
You think?
I mean those like little dangly things, like they're
I don't know. I feel like I've even worn something like that at a show or something, and it's like if you can get them. My mother's has outfits like this, where they're just like circle, little shiny circle thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, if you brought that to a dry cleaner, I feel like they would say no.
That's definitely like a dry clean, like spray. You only spray that shit.
Because those sequins are going to come flying off. So anyway, so Blanche comes in.
Not practical.
No, not a practical shirt. But she wants to look good because she tells the women that she's been dating this very wealthy man named Richard.
Yes. So I do have to give a little bit of backstory on this dude because he's probably, at this point in the show, one of the most successful actors to appear on the show.
Ooh.
Guest actors.
Yeah. All right, go.
What did he do? He was in... He was nominated for an Oscar for
and
Death
his,
of a Salesman.
His
Best
name
actor,
is...
Kevin McCarthy.
Such
a
good name for an actor.
He died in 2010. But the big one that you know him from is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. He was the lead dude in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Classic horror film.
Said the tone of two girls who have like heard of the movie and have definitely seen it but can't quite place him.
Right? The lead.
Well, but you know the film.
Yes, yeah. I've seen it.
It's a big deal. So he's kind of big.
Yeah, he's kind of big.
Yeah. Wonderful actor. So Blanche is dating him and
wonderful.
You know, she says she's always acts like she's unimpressed with his wealth. You know, but
as you should.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, you don't date a person because they have money. You date them because you like them, and if they have money, fine.
Well, no, you date them because you have money, but you just don't show it.
I think I learned a lot from her this episode.
I would.
Oh, she was such a... Blanche tends to be a very selfish person, and she was the most selfless she's ever been in this episode.
Yeah, it was kind of beautiful.
Except for the time when she was going to give her sister her kidney, but fine.
She came, or she went through and...
She was going to, but she bitched a lot before she
did it. I would totally date someone for money, though. Like, if they were nice and I was attracted to them and then they had money, that would be like...
That's a bonus, though.
It's a bonus, but it would definitely be like a... This is a great reason to stay with you because you can, you know...
Maybe it's not a reason to date someone, but it's a reason to stay with someone.
There you go.
There we go, yeah.
That's a really good way of putting it. So we see Blanche and Richard in his jet... And there's this really funny physical bit that happens with Blanche.
Oh, God, that was so good.
It is, like, one of my favorite, like, physical bits with Blanche, which is that, again, you know, she's acting like she's unimpressed by being on a jet. And he's has his back turned to her, and he's, like, pouring some champagne. And she sits in this chair, and she accidentally reclines it. So she's all the way back, and she's, like, reaching around, and she's freaking out. And she's trying to figure out how to, like, right the back so she can sit back up. And she, you know, she's just, like, reaching around and doing this. And then finally she sits up the moment he turns around and hands her champagne.
And she just, like, gains composure.
And she's just right back. She's like, oh, thank you. And, you know.
And the whole time she's struggling with that, he's, like, doing this whole speech, like, you know, I made a lot of money. And this is my private jet. Blah, blah, blah.
Which, what bothered me about that, now I get I'm the one that is the suspension of disbelief, but how would you portion, like, it's bouncy, you know what I mean?
No, they could be, like, at altitude, and it's, like, a smooth ride at this point.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he has the best, like, plane driver. What are they called? Pilots?
Pilots.
He has plane driver. He clearly has the best plane driver in the country.
We should start calling pilots plane drivers.
I mean, that's, like, really what they are at the end of the day.
We should call flight attendants stewardesses again.
Yes. I don't know why I got a problem.
Plane waitresses.
Plane waitresses and plane drivers. Wow. You know, there's going to be some kind of, like, laid-back airline in the future. They're like, we don't call our guys pilots. We call them plane drivers. Like, we're all the same here. You know what I mean?
It's like the little people of pilots.
Laid-back airline.
Or like a Zim
one
be like, they're not pilots. They're guiders.
Oh, my gosh. That's
honestly
amazing.
Gorgeous what you just said.
Yeah, they're guiders.
Thank you.
You're right. They are.
I'm very centric, guys.
Yeah.
And so you also made a good point. You were like, why doesn't Blanche just sit up? Because she could just sit up.
That bit always kind of bothered me because I love physical comedy, but, like, and there is a level of, like, you know, silliness that must go into physical comedy, but I also feel like, just sit, like, that's not something, like, just sit up. Like, what would be funnier is if her dress got caught in something. Because a legitimate thing that you would have to struggle with. Whereas not with the chair.
Yeah, and she was wearing the beaded curtain outfit.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She could have, like,
perfect.
That could have been magnetic, and she could have, like, stuck to a kitchen fridge.
Oh, yeah. Sure. The plane fridge.
The plane fridge. Yes.
Or something, you know? Like...
So Richard says a really sweet thing to her. You know, they have a toast, and he says, I've made a lot of money. I've seen a lot of the world. There's only one thing missing in my life. Pause. Someone to share it with. And then we go out on them kissing.
Aww. They did kiss.
Really sweet.
They did kiss.
Yeah.
So then, it's later that night, Rose is hammering away. The wall is, like, the bathroom wall is torn open at this point. Rose is hammering. We don't know what time it is, but it's...
What are you hammering at?
I don't know.
No idea.
She's just
like, banging the tile.
Yeah.
She's making a lot of ruckus. Don't know why she needs to work on it solo at night. But Dorothy comes in, and she's like, you know, do you know what's on the other side of, or he's like, you know, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Do you know what's on the other side of that? This. Do you know what's on the other side of that? No, what? And Dorothy's like, my head! Because Dorothy's been sleeping. Which IMDb actually points out a goof in that, according to the layout of the house, Dorothy's room is on the opposite side of the hallway, away from the bathroom, so she wouldn't, her her head wouldn't actually be on the other side of that
but
wall.
But then you wouldn't have the joke.
But then we wouldn't have the joke. Fine. I'm just saying.
I think I really liked all of the plumbing language they used. Mm. Like when they said sludge tube.
Yeah.
I wasn't positive if that was a real thing.
That's actually what I call my penis.
A sludge tube? Why do we keep... I feel like not only do you and I keep saying the same things, but in the same cadence.
Yeah, just because, like, the things he's saying deserve stuff. Like,
oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh.
That needed sludge tube! Like, we needed to do that.
They do say sludge tube, which is hilarious. They do talk a lot about snaking.
Oh, my God.
But it's so funny. So then Blanche comes in, and she's, you know, Blanche has got some news.
Yeah.
And Rose cannot stop talking about the work that she's doing on the toilet. And so Blanche is kind of like, you know, I went out with Richard, and we had this great time and everything, and do you know what he said? And Rose goes, our biggest worry will be tank sweat.
Oh, I loved that.
Which I was like, oh my God, like, it's such like a funny, weird visual. So, you know, of course, Dorothy yells at her. And then Blanche says that Richard has told her he wants her to meet his family, which means next stop, marriage proposal.
Duh.
19 episodes, 2 marriage proposals, boom.
Yep, so this is officially Blanche's second marriage proposal on the show. Do you guys think that meeting somebody's family is... I mean, I know on The Bachelor, it's like you meet the family, and then, you know, you get the proposal. That's like the last step. But in actuality, do you... I mean, maybe at their age...
I think at their age, because they're so close to the bucket, that, like, you know, that's a big step, mm-hmm. you know?
I guess it's a big step. It's hard for me to even envision being that old when I'm this young and, like, beautiful and perfect or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, that would make me not want to meet anyone's family.
Really?
If I thought the next step was for sure going to be a proposal.
Oh, I think it's
horrifying.
Sweet, though, still. I still, like, whenever I'm in a relationship that's long-term, whenever I think about being in a relationship that's long-term, I think I would like to have that tradition of being like, oh, I'm meeting your family. That's
I mean, like,
deal.
I'd like to have the confidence that a guy could meet my family and not run away, mm-hmm. but that is something I haven't felt yet, and, like, my grandmother, and, like, the whole...
My family.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna be like, oh, God, like, these Jews are too much, and I don't need that, you know, right now, or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, but if someone, you know, whatever.
We're both having a breakdown.
It's okay, we'll meet family.
We're gonna be fine.
Like, whatever it takes.
Everything's fine, you guys.
Sure.
So now it's the next day. There's a knock at the door. Dorothy opens it. It's a guy who's basically holding a giant... It's Lou the plumber.
Toilet.
He's holding... This is a different plumber, by the way, not the guy that gave him the $3,000 estimate.
Well, of course.
The guy, he's holding a toilet the way you might try to pick up, like, a 50-pound dog, mm-hmm. like, holding it up with his arms.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, plumber. And Dorothy goes, can I see some identification?
That was the best.
That was a great line.
Joke.
I'm not the best of the show. It's coming up.
Yes, but it was a very funny joke.
Oh, yeah, that was...
So he's also basically, you know, talking down to them. Like, they're like, no, it's fine. We're going to put it in the toilet ourselves. And he's like, oh, you ladies think you can do a man's job. Blah, 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 blah. And so he leaves. And again, Sophia just piling on the you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do this. So the toilet is just kind of sitting in the living room, and there's this great moment where Rose is like, you know what, we're going to put this in, let me just think. And she sits down on the toilet just as the door opens, and it's Blanche with Richard,
she goes,
I'd love for you to meet my roommates, and immediately sees Rose, then quickly slams the door and goes, unfortunately, they're not home right now, bye, and then Richard leaves. Amazing.
Such a good moment.
It's a really great moment.
Can I just say that toilet was, like, also the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was like a piece of modern art.
It
blue
really was.
Toilet.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Eggshell blue.
Oh,
beautiful.
Whatever.
Beautiful.
I believe it's eggshell white.
Eggshell. Robin's egg.
Robin's egg.
Not eggshell blue. That sounds unhealthy.
I don't know. I think it was blue, because their whole bathroom is blue.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think it was... are you colorblind?
Maybe.
Oh, are you going
to
have, like,
to the list.
Are you going to have a Paul Dano and Little Miss Sunshine moment right now where you realize you're colorblind and you run out of a band?
I had that when I realized I couldn't see 3D. I was watching Coraline a couple years ago at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City. And all my friends, it was, like, the first film. It's actually a great theater. Have you been to it?
Mm-mm.
It's so great. But all my friends had the 3D glasses on, so did I. And we were watching Coraline. It was, like, one of the first 3D movies that came out of, like, the new sort of everything's in 3D.
Sure.
And all my friends were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was like, wait, I don't get it, guys. lives. And I was like the little boy in Mr. Holland's Opus when they find out he's deaf, and everyone else is like, ah, the heart is Irene's. And then he's just like, yeah, you're Google.
He's deaf. He's not a lizard. What did you just do with your mouth?
He was a baby. He was and I realized that I went to the doctor, and because of my eye surgery and my eye condition, I can't see 3D. Everything's flat.
Aww.
I know.
It's okay.
So yeah, when you're not missing out on much. It just flattens it. I can see, uh-huh. but it just flattens it.
And you know, like, real life is 3D, right?
Yeah, like...
That's you amazing. See life in 3D.
I just pushed Carrie. She's 3D.
You pushed me to prove that I'm 3D. So Blanche comes in. She's wearing a diamond.
Yes.
Richard has officially proposed to her. But guess what? She can't marry him. Act break!
It's coming up! It's because when they're in the kitchen...
This is why I do the plot and you don't. Because you don't know how to make words when it comes to the plot.
Really good at
she was also wearing a yellow outfit.
Yes.
Gorgeous yellow outfit.
All yellow.
Yeah.
So Blanche, she didn't realize when Richard said, I want you to meet my family, he thought she meant like a spinster aunt and a cousin, but it was like, no, my two children who are 7 and 9.
No!
And this only comes up after he's proposed to her. Like,
yeah.
You tell somebody I have kids on like a second date.
I immediately thought because that dude Kevin McCarthy, the actor, sorry to his family, but like he looked like death's door knockety knock. Like he was old.
Oh yeah, I mean the woman who had the children must have been. I mean, and do they ever say is he divorced or?
Well,
is
he's probably one of those like Hugh Hefner, like you know, fuck a 20-year-old, whatever, has two kids. But I immediately thought like this is before Viagra. Like how. I thought of a reptile.
Well, and then it's like, why does he have full custody?
Yeah.
Maybe she's dead.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Maybe, oops, just burped in my mouth. Maybe he killed her. he is waiting at this moment to be like, oh, by the way, I have kids. I don't know.
Maybe they're still together.
Maybe.
This is all the plot for Invasion of the Body Snatchers 2.
Ooh, maybe.
The possibilities are endless.
So Blanche doesn't know what she's going to say, and she's like, how can I say no to the man I love? I can't even say no to the man I like.
Love that line.
Great bit.
That's like same, you know?
Yeah. And also, too, she, you know, Blanche was all like, I know what you two are going to say, and she's, you know, she basically, the two girls want the opposite things. Like, mm-hmm. Dorothy thinks she should marry him, and Rose thinks, no way, too much, and done with the kids, man. But Dorothy's all like... Yeah, like, give them a try, meet them, like, you might love them.
No, I think isn't it the opposite? Because Dorothy says, you know, we should be grandmothers right now. Oh, you know, like, the kids, they hide under your bed, they hurt, you know, and you hurt yourself when you're looking for him, they ask you what the spots are on your hands.
It is obviously
that was you know, like, you know, they
totally did that.
They should be grandmothers and not mothers.
Yeah.
And then there's this great bit where Sophia comes into the kitchen.
Oh my god,
can I talk about this?
Absolutely.
Because this is literally one of my favorite bits in all of Golden Girls world.
I have the joke written down if you want to say it.
Where's that? Okay. There. So Sophia walks in beaming, like one of the only happy moments in the entire episode, and she comes in, she says, I owe you an apology, Dorothy. I walk into the living room and there's a toilet in front of the television set. It's like an old lady's dream come true. Best bit ever.
Very
it happens
good
again. It
bit.
Happens again later on in the series where something happens and there's a toilet somewhere and she does a line of like, oh, you mean that's she went to the bathroom in the living room at some point.
I mean, like, props for like a bunch of older women making poop jokes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well,
I've never been more pro anything in my life.
Sophia makes a lot of like, I mean, even in the pilot, Sophia had a joke where she was like, you know, my body's like clockwork. Every morning I pee at 7 a.m. Unfortunately, I don't get up till 8. And then there's somebody's always like, what's that smell? And she's like, there's no way you could smell that from the hall. So, like, I don't know why. Yeah. That doesn't even sound like Sophia. But she does a lot of really great, like, poop and fart jokes. It's amazing.
Nothing beats it.
Really, it's amazing.
Also, can we talk about how gorgeous their bathroom is?
Oh my god.
It's big.
We're gonna have a picture of it.
I don't know if I think it's gorgeous, but it's a nice bathroom.
It's spacious.
Are you kidding?
It's a little...
The shower?
I like, you guys, I like a white, like, classic, you know, checkered tile.
It had checkered tile.
Yeah, but it's very gaudy. It's, I don't
know. No, it's beautiful. So it's got this really large tub that's also, I mean, the shower, so it's like a tub.
It's a rainfall shower.
It has a rainfall shower. It is very spacious and tall.
I do think that there's glass.
There's fogged glass up to a certain point, and then it's a window, so you're also getting sunlight, but you think that...
I think Dorothy is tall enough that her boobies are hanging out of that glass.
I don't think her boobies are hanging out of anything.
Yeah, I don't think. But it's just, I think it's a gorgeous bathroom.
Can you imagine,
I would love it.
I guarantee you, at some point, Blanche did the whole, like, had some man on the, like, a gardener or something, you know? And she was all like, like rubbing her boobies on the glass.
Oh yeah. Like you I do bet that with frosted glass too.
Yeah,
like
you'd be able to see through. You'd be able to like
make
out
of it. It's like a silhouette. Yeah, if you're pressing your body against
it. So something I didn't understand about the shower is it turned on from the sink or?
Yeah, apparently there was a cross in the.
Oh, it was because they were like mixing.
The hose.
Hoses?
Oh, because they botched up.
There's a water. Like, there's a water supply in a bathroom, and I actually know those on the hose. There's a water supply.
From the farm?
Yeah. Back on the farm. There's a water supply. There's a water source in the bathroom. And then from that source, there's wiring that goes to the various places water is needed.
Ah. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So, irrigation.
But they're fucking it up. They're, you know, and so again, once again, Sophia comes in. She's brought Lou the plumber because she doesn't believe in them. Once again, Dorothy kicks him out. But they still haven't been able to put in this toilet.
Yeah.
And also, I've noticed both of the plumbing guys have, in this episode, say something along the lines, as we say in the plumbing game.
Yeah. The plumbing game.
As Dorothy slams the door, and I was like, what's the plumbing game?
I mean, it's a bit, it's a funny.
I get it, but like, what do you say in the plumbing game?
It needs to be something that you close the door on, you know what I mean?
I would love to go to a plumbing convention.
Really?
Talk with all the Lou's and the Joe's and the Jeff's and the...
And just, like, find out what the game is.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Hey, yo, what's up with the plumbing game?
What's up with the plumbing game? What do you
so
guys
you
say about it?
So you ever go into a bathroom and pull a knob and be like, shouldn't have pulled that knob. Oh!
Yeah, you know?
Sludge tube.
Yes.
Sludge tube.
Look at my sludge tube, lady.
So much tank sweat on that last plumbing job.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys just ever yank on your sludge tube so much that your tank sweat is out of hand?
You don't even know.
We've gone too far.
No, I say we haven't gone far enough. So now we're back to...
I fall somewhere in between you two.
That's great. That makes you the perfect guest, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
Blanche has been off hanging out with Richard. She comes home.
Oh, my God.
But she hasn't been hanging out with Richard. She's been hanging out in Bermuda with the kids.
She has been hanging out with Bermuda with
the
kids.
This is my favorite joke.
She said she had a good time with them, but she doesn't know if she's going to marry him because he's too busy, and she's worried that he just wants a mother for the children. And she says, you know, even little Richard came up to me and said blah, 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 to which Rose says...
Little Richard was in Bermuda?
Yeah!
What's amazing about this is, like, I imagine the writers, they either thought of this character's name, they wanted to do a Little Richard joke.
I think it just came out in the room, like, one guy went, you know, even Little Richard, and then he goes, Rose says Little Richard was in Bermuda. And then they all just jerked off and went home for the day. They yanked on their sludge tubes. What is it again?
That's actually pretty on par for most writers' rooms these days, even.
Bunch
of dudes jerking off after a good joke.
I work in a writer's room, and that's exactly what it is. Yeah. No, it's not. It's just people drawing dicks on the whiteboard.
No. Because it's all white dudes.
No, it's not all white dudes.
It's a lot of white dudes.
Sure, I feel like there are, you know, we've got some lovely ladies in the writer's room, and I feel like we have a nice mix.
Well, you can jerk off too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ladies could certainly flick their bean in the room if they wanted to, I guess.
Flicking the bean is my, I'm just going to say not my favorite euphemism in the world.
Well, it's not, it's also, I feel like flicking the bean also isn't, like, it's not like a sexy, I'm sorry, stop making your face do what it's doing right now.
Well, because, like, a flicking motion doesn't feel sensual.
It doesn't feel sensual.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I take it back.
That's like you flick a mosquito.
Like, you want to, like...
That's actually what I...
You want to, like, rub the...
All right. If you were to massage your... Okay, great.
Massage.
Tenderize your bean.
Tenderize your bean. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh, but don't you tenderize with, like, a hammer thing? Like, you bang, 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 bang.
I actually...
Flatten the chicken.
I actually do tenderize with a hammer,
you can roll the pearl in your hands. We're probably just like...
Okay.
Ew, don't do that with your hand.
Okay. We are way off topic.
So she's still not sure that she's going to marry Richard.
Big Richard. So she doesn't know what she's going to say. So now we're back on the jet. And now suddenly Richard's very busy on the phone, something that he wasn't the first time they were hanging out, but now we need to see how busy he is that she's introduced that idea to us.
Blah, 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 Gretchen on the coast.
So he's like, you know, make the meeting happen. I don't care. Sell. We'll tell him Friday. It's like all the stereotypical, like, busy businessman things that you could say. Blanche is wearing this, like, gorgeous kind of gray, blue, Eastery outfit with this necklace that's like a very thick chain with a round pendant and a blue tassel.
Yeah, I thought it looked like a curtain holder backer.
Yeah, it does look like something you would.
I think you spit inches from my phone. I don't know the words for anything.
Yeah. Pilot.
It's fine, we're learning. Plane flyer. So Blanche has what I think to be one of the most selfless conversations she's had with anybody on the show. You know, she said, your kids need you, they're growing up with you, they should be the most important thing, not getting married. And then she takes off her engagement ring, she gives it back to him.
Which I completely disagree with. I am in camp. Wendy Williams says often on her show that you keep that ring, you keep the gifts. Like, you are a part of it, you keep it.
What are you going to do with it?
Like, you're going to keep it and you're going to sell it.
Yeah, but that's where I would feel weird. It's like somebody gave you a gift out of love and you're just going to turn around and sell it. I would give it back.
But the thing is, like, did he give her that gift out of love or does he just want a mommy?
This is all coming from her side of it. It's her telling the girls, this is why I think he wants to marry me. We never hear him say that.
It's true. And they do kiss.
Yeah.
Keep the ring.
I don't know. I would have given it back. But she gives it to him and she says, you know, you spend some time with your kids, and if in a while you still want to get married, let me know. Which, as we know, he never comes back, so clearly...
Because he dies,
probably, and the kids end up in foster care.
Yeah.
They end up getting adopted by a terrible Cruella de Vil-like woman, and then, you know, Blanche just never finds out about it because she decided she didn't want to marry him, but she didn't want to be a mom again.
But, like, fine. I understand that.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
Sure. So,
you would marry him.
I don't know, honestly.
I would. I mean, it's only 10 years that the kids are going to be around anyway.
10 years?
I mean,
yeah. 10 years. Do you know what you were doing 10 years ago? I know what I was doing, and it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but I was...
You were younger. You were younger.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember what I was doing 10 years ago. I was being a 14-year-old bihotch.
And
I was in college.
I was being a 22-year-old fat person who masturbated.
Oh, I was fat too.
Look at us. Were you fat?
I wasn't fat.
No,
I'm sorry.
Fat.
Wow, voted off the island.
Sorry.
But I to this day continue to have issues with, you know.
Okay. Anyway, so in 10 years,
I'm not going to apologize.
She says this really beautiful speech, a selfless speech about why they can't get married, and then she gives him the ring, and she walks out, or she tries to walk out,
and then realizes,
she remembers, I'm on a plane,
and she's like, oh, ha ha, and she kind of spins around, and we fade out.
So we cut back to the bathroom.
Now we cut back to the bathroom. Rose and Dorothy, now everything is fixed. The wall, I guess they also know how to patch up walls and relay tile, because everything's been fixed and replaced and looks beautiful. And they're like, we fixed it. Blanche comes in, I'm doing fine, quick wrap up, fine. Sophia comes in, and she's come into the bathroom with her purse every single scene. She's had her purse on her arm in every scene. I get it, but, like, to go to the bathroom...
I mean, those are her possessions.
I mean, what does she have, her suppositories in there?
Probably.
Whatever. So they want to finally show Sophia, like, look, you didn't believe in us, look what we did. So they turn on the faucet, they turn on the shower, they flush the toilet, and they're all the girls are clapping and they're celebrating, and Sophia delivers the blow to the episode, which is, she goes, knock it off! It's water, not oil. And it's like, ba-da-da, and then we're done.
Done.
And that's the episode.
Beautiful episode.
It was a good episode.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good one. There were some good bits.
And Zoe, we forgot to ask you what your prior affiliation is, if any, to the Golden Girls.
I would say nothing. Like, maybe I could say the first sentence on Wikipedia, like, the Golden Girls is an American sitcom that aired in the 1980s. And then everything else... No.
That's so surprising. I think you are our first guest that has zero affiliation with the Golden Girls. girls.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe my mom was in a... What are the fans called?
Just Bold Girls fans.
We should have a name, like Goldies or something. Mm. Oh, slut puppies. We do say
slut
that sometimes.
Puppies. Yeah, we're slut puppies. Puppies.
Slut puppies. Slut puppies, yeah. I guess.
I guess my mom wasn't a slut puppy. But I was born in 1990, so, yeah. Like, the TV I watched was more that sort of, you know, the Full House generation.
Oh, but even that, Full House was around the same time as Golden Girls.
But it was syndicated in a way that made it very accessible
syndicated,
for me.
Exactly, yeah. That makes sense.
What's your take,
since you're so fresh to it?
Oh, yeah. I'm so fresh.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't realize it was going to be so poopy, and I love poopy.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good poop joke?
And it's
so
like
poop jokes.
Women laughing about sex, which is like my favorite. I mean, it was great.
Nice.
I would watch again.
Oh, you can come on over.
Amazing.
Anytime.
We just made a new Golden Girls fan in the year 2015. Yes.
You birthed a slut puppy.
Slut puppy.
Should we do our golden
takeaway? We should most certainly do our golden takeaway. So a golden takeaway is a lesson or something that you can take from the episode and apply it to your life, or a piece of advice you can give to others based upon the episode you just saw. We'll start so that you have an example.
Yeah.
My golden takeaway is get the money. Like, I'm all about getting the money. I don't know if that just makes me the best you ever, but I don't love money, but I want to be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be secure and not have to have an office job or anything. And so, if I find a man that can give me that kind of life, not big, not fancy, you know, maybe I want like an advanced cable subscription. Like, that's probably the level of wealth.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so far, I'm in the top 250, like, of channels for Dish. So, I mean, maybe I can get to 400 someday.
Great.
Yeah.
A good takeaway,
and that's what I think Blanche should have made.
Okay, fair enough. I think my takeaway is, like, don't ever let somebody tell you can't do something. You know what I mean? If people repeatedly say you can't do that, that should make you only want to work harder.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, putting in a toilet, or whether you're Pam Beasley on The Office and you change a tire and you wipe the sweat with the bathrobe that you just bought from Victoria's Secret. You know what I mean? Like, you do it and prove all those people wrong.
People are all like, no, you shouldn't murder.
Well, I mean, don't be afraid to... You know what,
don't be afraid to kill somebody.
Don't be afraid to admit defeat. Sure. But, you know, like, don't let people tell you can't do something. That's just stupid.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
That's my takeaway.
Okay. My golden takeaway. You know, it's like, it's about not letting the glitz and glam of an attractive man prevent you from knowing what you want.
Oh. These events, nice. I feel like we usually have, like, one takeaway that's, like, kind of, like,
ridiculous,
cheeky and ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I feel like today these were all, like,
were
really
honest.
Solid
so
takeaways.
Very sincere. And honestly, dress more like an old person.
Yeah.
Sure. Definitely. Like, maybe if I change my style from 12-year-old boy to, like, 55-year-old woman 20 years ago, my life would become better.
Speaking Although I have of, to say, you are wearing
shirt.
A pretty amazing shirt.
We'll post a picture of it on the website, adelanai.com. It's called Hunks of the 90s, and it has Joey Lawrence, Christian Slater, Matt LeBlanc, Ricky Martin, Luke Perry, and
Paul Shore.
Well, I want it to be like, you know, a props to the 80s, but I'm a hunk of the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, bring my young 90s vibe to this.
Oh, definitely.
I love it.
None of them were on the Golden Girls.
No, none of them were on the Golden Girls.
No.
Joey Lawrence was probably the closest. He could have been, like, he could have done,
probably,
like, Mario Lopez's.
Yeah, I was thinking
one.
Mario Lopez.
Mario
no,
Lopez
actually,
was on
no.
It?
Joey Lawrence is not ethnic. He's he wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, no, he's not ethnic.
Mario
right.
Lopez could be a hunk of the 90s.
But I bet you Jenny Lewis has met two of those guys.
Well, she was in The Wizard with Christian Slater.
Oh, good call. Then that's the connection.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's the Golden Girls connection.
Wow. We just,
this whole time.
We just did a 6 degrees of Golden Girls with your shirt.
Yeah, the whole, they're just, like, pointing at my...
They're just staring
and
pointing.
They're just pointing. They're like, oh, that.
Well, Zoe, thanks so much for doing this. We really
no
appreciate
problem.
It. Where can people find
fun.
You on the interwebs and whatnot?
People can find me on the interwebs at Zoe Klar, ZoeKlar.
Awesome. She's
easy.
Very funny, and you should totally follow her.
Yeah.
I am H. Allen Scott at H. Allen Scott. I know everything.
I am Squidzy on Instagram and Squid Eat Squid on Twitter. Bad at branding.
Yeah, and you can follow us, Out on the Lanai, at our Facebook page and at outonthelanai.com.
And you can subscribe to all these episodes. We are on, you can do it on iTunes, on Downcast. That's a really great app that I use to keep all my podcasts on my phone. So, yeah, continue sending us Facebook messages and leaving us iTunes reviews. We literally have so much time on our hands that we can respond to each and every single Facebook message that we get. So we've really been into hearing from you guys. It's been wonderful.
We're coming up, I keep spinning, we're coming up on the very last episode of season one.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. What are you guys going to do for
us? Well, that's what we're going to point out to the listeners. Maybe you guys can send us some ideas about what you would want for a very special sort of maybe recap of golden moments from season one.
Yeah, let us know how we should celebrate.
Yeah, let us know and we'll do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do it.
We'll do it. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Miami.